It's the Madman DVD review with Maria Walls.
Hi, Maria.
Hi, how are you, Hannah?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Good. I'm just about to ruin your morning.
No, I mean, look, I was really confused when I saw what we're going to be talking about today.
Did I?
Yeah. So let's just get into it.
Shall we? Okay. So, I mean, this has got to be possibly the worst film of the year, Bad Santa 2. I mean, Bad Santa, if it wasn't bad enough, you know, like the anti-Christmas kind of, Billy Bob Thornton playing his character.
People loved that first movie, though.
Isn't it weird? Yeah. I know, yeah. I mean, and that's, you know, fine if there's a place for it. It's not my place, and maybe it's not yours either. But
I actually haven't seen it.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
Well, you know, depends how much time you have, Hannah, you know. In your life. Would you like to spend it on Bad Santa 2? I mean, I know that Bad Santa 1 did sort of, it did attain quite an audience. It wasn't perhaps my cup of tea, but to rehash it a second time round and imagine that it's going to fly, strange. So Billy Bob Thornton, who of course I'm sure you know, plays a booze-addled safe cracker, and he has an elf partner who's always angry called Marcus, played by Tony Cox. And in Bad Santa 2, they come out of retirement to rob a charity.
Oh, nice.
And in Bad Santa, there was a curly-haired kid called, played by Brett Kelly, and he's grown bigger but not wiser. Honestly, this is so, like, some of the jokes are just so heinously kind of unfunny and in such bad taste.
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly, the opening scene could probably make you, you know, want to vomit into your shoes.
But if you're looking for something that's specifically cringeworthy, because sometimes people do just want to watch something that's particularly bad, then
you know,
this is the one.
It could be. I would have it up there competing with another film called Dirty Grandpa. Yeah.
Is that the kind of Jackass one where he dresses up, I can't remember what his name is, but he dresses up as an old person and then he does lots of kind of
inappropriate things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, that's also a 2016 film, and that one was directed by Dan Mazur. And it stars Robert De Niro and Zac Efron.
I'm thinking of a different one, don't worry.
Oh, you are? Oh, okay.
Yep.
It's about a guy who, just before his wedding, is tricked into driving his grandfather, who's a former army lieutenant, to Florida for a spring break, and it all just goes horribly wrong. Is there something good that we could say about this? I'm not entirely sure. If there is, it's not probably going to be said by me.
What about the acting?
The acting, well, Billy Bob Thornton's a good actor. And, you know, it's convincingly kind of press. And, you know, there is something about, you know, people pushing things to, you know,
extremes.
A sacrilegious edge.
Yeah.
Well, it's that joke that sometimes comedians decide to perform the aristocrats. Have you heard of that?
No.
Where they set up a really obscene, inappropriate joke that sort of pushes every boundary. And then at the end of it, they're asked, you know, what's the name of the joke? And they say it's the aristocrats.
Right.
I mean, I guess this kind of comes along in that kind of tone.
Okay, yep. So Bad Santa is
bad. Santa, a terrible film. Perhaps if you were, you know, incredibly rich in time and have a twisted sense of humour that this kind of stuff appeals to, go for it.
Fantastic.
Yeah. It's pretty potty-mouthed and horrible and tasteless and offensive, but that sometimes has a
best review ever.
Best review, worst film, Bad Santa 2.
Cool. Hey, well, thank you so much, Maria, for bringing us this review, and we'll talk to you next week and see what you have.
Hannah. Cool. You have a lovely week.
Yeah, you too. Thanks, Maria.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
That was the Madman DVD review.